Demetrius thing. Do you know what that means? Do you know what that means, Thomas? Do you?
Not a baby.
Your postman Pat, are you?
You're Auntie Mabel. You say postman Pat today, Auntie Mabel.
All right, I'm Auntie Mabel. I wonder if I'm going to see postman Pat today. He usually comes to see me. Sometimes he doesn't have a letter for me, but he usually calls in just to say hello, which is quite nice. I bet he's still in bed. Tell you what, I'll sit in a different chair, because when I sit in another chair, I can usually see his van when it pulls up.
Yes, I'm here. Postman Pat.
Hello, Postman Pat. How are you?
I've not got letters and postman letters, not letters.
You've nothing to deliver, but have you just come to see me? Oh, what a nice postman giving me a kiss.
Bye-bye, Mummy.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye, Postman Pat. Nice to see you. Will I be seeing you tomorrow?
Yeah.
Right. Is it tomorrow yet?
Yes, it is.
Oh, right. I wonder if I was just about to say, I wonder if I'll see him today. Hello, Postman Pat. Have you any news for me?
I haven't.
You haven't?
No.
Have you any letters?
No, not parcels.
Any parcels?
No.
You just come to see me?
Yeah.
And you've nothing to tell me?
No.
You just came to see I was all right? Well, have you other letters and parcels to deliver?
Later.
Later? Where are you going to?
Stockport. Stockport.
Stockport and where else?
Stockport.
Stop heaps. Thomas, you're making up words again.
Just used to put up that van near a pond.
I can't see Postman Pat, but I can see Postman Pat's van. It's parked near the pond. That must mean Postman Pat's quite near. Oh, Thomas, you know that bird's nest we were looking at yesterday?
Yeah.
There's some birds just going into it again.
Because I can't see anything.
Oh, well. That tree up there, shall we open the curtains?
Blinds.
The blinds, sorry. The blinds. Be careful, don't climb up there, you'll fall off.
Oh, yeah.
Can you see there's a bird, well, two birds. They're big birds, aren't they? They might be magpies, actually. Do you see it fly away?
Yeah.
Can I have a look? It's over there, Demetra. There's a red car park. Not that red car. Can you see the red car there?
Yes.
Behind yours.
Oh, there.
There's a big nest that we noticed yesterday. There were two birds flying towards it. They're quite big birds, but I don't think they are magpies. I think magpies go a bit higher up. Because when we're in your bedroom window, we can see one the other way, can't we? And what did you say was in the bird's nest?
Bag full of sausages.
Bag full of sausages, no, you said it's a bag full of toys.
Yeah. What's the most? Oh no, that's not a nest!
Yeah, did I say that's not a bag of toys? That's a bird's nest.
No, that's a bag of toys.
It's not, it's a bird's nest full of eggs.
It's full of eggs.
What were we watching the other day? I think it was last week. I'm Auntie Mabel and Pippin. What sort of farm did they visit?
I don't know.
It's where they got those big birds' eggs.
A Pippin all up.
What sort of farm was it, Tom?
A Pippin all up.
Who ate Pippin?
A big duck. Come happy in the way.
Hello, Postman Pat.
Hello, Firefighter Morris.
Is it Firefighter Morris?
You're Firefighter Sam. You're Firefighter Sam, Mummy.
I'm Firefighter Sam. And who are you?
Firefighter Morris.
And what's Firefighter Morris doing underneath the fire engine?
No, this is the lady. Firefighter
Morris is a lady. So should I not be Firefighter Morris and you be Fireman Sam?
Yeah, you'll be Fireman Sam, I'll be Firefighter Morris.
But Fireman Sam's a man and Fireman Morris is a lady. Firefighter Morris is a lady.
I'm a lady now.
You're a lady, my man.
Firefighter Morris is a man.
Oh, Firefighter Morris is a man, am I? Oh, wow.
Mummy sees some feet.
Mummy sees some feet?
Mummy sees some feet.
Do you mean Fireman Sam?
No, Firefighter Morris's feet.
I can see some feet sticking out from underneath the fire engine. They look like they belong to Firefighter Morris. Is that Firefighter Morris?
Yeah.
Well, now what's she doing under the fire engine?
She's looking under it.
Looking under it?
Yeah.
And who is Demetra?
Your Firefighter Doo-Doo-Doo, Mum.
Summer, there isn't such a character as Fireman Doo-Doo-Doo. You've lost, and you're making up such silly words this week.
Mummy needs some feet.
I can see some feet, and I can see a big bottom as well poking out of that fire engine. Are you doing some repairs?
Yeah.
Would you like some tools?
Yes.
Right, I'll get some for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks very light in the sun. Yes.
I had my hair cut too this week.
What on was in? Was in? What on?
What on?
What in?
Well, Demetra didn't go to your barbers. I don't think Michael did it.
What are you asking me? Who are you asking me, Thomas?
I'm not saying anything.
Don't?
I'm not saying anything.
You weren't saying anything, but you did before.
Yeah.
Were you asking Demetra where she'd have her hair cut?
Yeah.
Fireman.
Hey, what Firefighter Morris?
Thomas, I didn't know you had so many tools.
Firefighter Morris, Mummy.
Firefighter Morris, I think, is the lady firefighter.
A lady firefighter Morris.
Some of the tools are missing, actually. She had more than this, didn't you, to start with? I'm really not quite sure what that is. Still.
But Demetra sees some feet.
Can Demetra see some feet now?
I think I can.
Is that Firefighter Morris?
Is that Firefighter Morris?
Yeah.
How is his feet? What if I pull them down? Whee!
Oh, I've just discovered that. I don't know what it is. It fixes together. What is this, Thomas? Do you know?
It's a wheel thing.
A wheel thing?
Stop, it's the giant thing!
Yeah.
I need this now.
I think there was a screwdriver, wasn't there? What's happened to the screwdriver?
That's the screwdriver.
No, this is a saw.
What's the screwdriver?
I don't know that. I couldn't see it. Well, I think we have some more pliers, don't we, somewhere?
Don't go green wire.
Oh, that's right. It's a green pear, isn't it? Do you know what's happened to them?
Yeah.
Where are they?
I don't know.
I thought you just said you knew, and I said, what's happened to them? Do you know? You said yes.
Well, what's wrong with your bike then? With your fire engine? I'm sorry.
Mummy needs some paint.
That wasn't actually answering my question, was it?
Mummy needs some paint.
I wonder who these feet belong to. Hello? Is there anybody there?
Yeah, Firefighter Morris.
Hello, Firefighter Morris. What are you doing underneath your fire engine?
Somebody treed up my fire engine.
Somebody did what?
Treed up my fire engine.
Somebody trod on your fire engine. Have they broken it?
Yeah.
Oh dear, dear.
Yeah.
Must have been something
big. Someone banged it on it.
Did they bang it? Don't put that in your mouth.
It's on my hammer.
Is it better now?
Are you fixing it?
Yeah.
When is it going to be all ready?
Click. Undo it.
Is it fixed yet? I hope there isn't a fire. So I don't think you're going to be able to go out quickly, are you?
No. Mm-hmm.
Fireman Sam stuck in a hole. Oh gosh, the fire engine went out of action. Fireman Sam stuck in a hole. I hope your chip pan doesn't catch fire on your mail, otherwise there'll be trouble.
Woo-hoo.
Oh, it sounds like it's back in action.
You'll never know.
Don't ride over that.
Thomas, where have you been?
A Stockport Peep.
You went to Stockport?
No, Stockport Peep.
Stockport Peep is a made-up place.
Alright. Is it nice there?
Fireman's stuck in a hole.
Fireman's stuck in a hole?
Firefighter Morris.
Oh, so it's...
So would you like Fireman Sam to come and help you, to come rescue you?
Well, I don't need
to be rescued. You don't need to be rescued?
No, because he's Firefighter Morris, and it's Fireman Sam that's...
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm so terribly confused.
But what did you say?
Sam's tune? Oh, it took us until today to work out what they were singing, didn't it? Because the end of the song is Sam is the something next door, and I realised today it says hero. Sam is the hero next door. You can sing the song though, can't you?
I can remember that.
You can't remember that.
You said seven James.
Why don't you pick up your tools and put them in the back of the fire engine?
Are you talking about the chip pan? Where's Auntie Mabel?
That's Auntie Mabel.
When you come to put out Auntie Mabel's chip pan, why do you always hop on one leg? Surely it would be quicker to sort of run or something. Yeah. Oh, you missed Mummy when you were away, didn't you? Did you miss Mummy?
Yeah.
What did you do when you stayed with Grandma and Grandma? Oh, you didn't cry.
Yeah.
No, I was meaning, what did you do? Where did you go?
food in my nappy. Ew, Purdy. A 5 minutes out.
Well, yes, he did actually do that.
Are you telling me whether you're a fireman?
He was. Oh, thank you.
You want Pippin. That's under the table.
Oh, I see. Oh. And then he's turned into Pippin the dog, has she? We've all got a little role in this.
These boots!
The potty training's been coming along very nicely, hasn't it? But then you went to Grandma and Granddad's. You went outside and you went into the greenhouse and you went very, very quiet. And Grandad came to see what you were doing. What were you doing?
Boop.
And he said, why didn't you tell us? And we could have got the potty, didn't he?
Hello, Purdy. Hello, Pippin.
Did you go to the beach one day? Oh, that's nice.
Well, because...
Just say sorry to her.
Sorry, Purdy.
For before, when you upset her.
Sorry.
Sorry. Yes, I think she knows. Don't keep kissing her, that's right.
Good night, bye-bye, Purdy. Bye-bye, Fran. Bye-bye.
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 Bye-bye, Father Sam. Nice to see you.
Just a minute. No more space for me to come out of the kitchen.
Is there no more space for you to get through to go to the kitchen?
No.
Well, never mind. You just have to stay in here, won't you? Shall we show you each of the stones that you collected? I'll go and get the box because it's quite heavy. Come on, Pez.
Big box.
Where did you collect them from?
The seaside.
Seaside?
I'll be able now.
Alright, well I'll carry them through because they're a bit too heavy.
No, I need to carry them.
Well, be careful, Thomas. If you drop them on your foot.
I don't need that.
Let me help you. Shall we each carry a side?
Apples.
We're coming through the big box, which apparently is full of apples. Oh, just be careful with them, you don't throw them.
Can I have a look then?
And we were watching a program.
We've got apples!
Apples?
Yes!
We were watching a program with Auntie Mabel and Pippin, and they went to an ostrich farm, and one of these stones looks like an ostrich egg, doesn't it? Show them each which one. Look at that one. That's like an ostrich egg.
It's like this big one that looks like an ostrich egg.
Yes, this big one.
An ostrich.
I thought so because ostriches are really big birds, aren't they?
Ostriches are very big.
They're very what?
They're big.
Big, yes, they are. What are you doing? Come on. What are you doing there?
Thank you.
Are they salty? No, I don't think so. They're dirty, Thomas. No. Thomas, they're dirty. What are you doing?
These are my stones.
I know they are. Are you going to do something else with them, or are you just going to keep them in the box?
Keep them in, not in the box.
Not in the box?
No.
Where are you going to keep them?
In my lorry.
In your lorry? Mm. Right. Are you going to drive them somewhere?
Stop box, that's the thing.
Right. You're going to take them to Stockport?
No, stay here and drive.
Stay here and drive?
Right. Well, we've done all sorts with him because the last time you went to the beach, we brought some back and we put them in a pot outside. And you know his windmills in the garden? They're in the pot, aren't they, with the windmills? But these we've had quite a lot of fun with them. They've been out to put. Oh, have you been licking them?
Yeah.
Oh, that's dirty. We've been sorting them into size. That's the largest. And then which was the smallest one we found?
This big one is for the lorry.
No. Oops, it's 90 feet. Oh, that's the largest.
This was the largest.
No, you mustn't throw them. We've been counting with them and they've been apples and they've been eggs.
What's happened to that?
Gone round and round and round.
All right, so nothing's wrong with it. Are you fixing it? What is it for, Thomas, this?
I'm really not sure. See, the back of the bicycle is all dirty now, isn't it? Because you've had all the stones in it.
Is it not tipping over? No, it sticks there now.
Yes,
it tips over. Ah. It does tip on.
Mummy sees some paint.
I'm sure there's a pair of feet sticking out of the bottom of the fire engine. Yes, there is. Hello. Let me get the torch. We'll change it from green. Oh, I don't know how to make it a white light. Oh, that's it. Yes, definitely some feet. Oh, who's that?
Firefighter Rollins.
Oh, Firefighter Rollins. Hello, how are you?
Five Eyes Morris.
Oh, Five Eyes Morris has come to give me a kiss. What shall we do now, Thomas?
Five Eyes Morris.
Do you know what we're going to do later on? Mm-hmm. We're going to go to see Lynn, Ben and Charlotte, aren't we? And we went to Charlotte's party last week, didn't we?
Yeah.
And you got a little bit upset because somebody was a bit rough with you. And this morning we've seen Lynn and Ben, well, we haven't seen Ben, we've seen Lynn and Charlotte at the toddler group, and we were talking to Lynn and she said, I'm sorry, that little boy, he was called Jordan. I'm sorry Jordan upset Thomas. And she said he'd been rough with everybody at the party and she wasn't very pleased. So it wasn't just you.
No, it's Charlotte.
Yes, he was rough with Charlotte. Shall we tell Rachel what happened?
Somebody was like that?
We were having a lovely party, weren't we?
Mm-hmm.
And then the little boy had a torch exactly like this, didn't he? Mm-hmm. And Thomas just happened to say to him, that torch is like mine, and he hit you on the head with it, didn't he?
Yeah.
And then he pushed you into a door, and then what did he do with his hands around your neck? Like that, didn't he?
Yeah.
And what did Mummy say?
Thomas, that's not fair. Take a boy, stay away.
Well, I didn't quite say that, but I just said, no, that's not very nice. And you were upset and said, get my coat, I want to go home, didn't you? But before that, when we were singing Happy Birthday to Charlotte, you wouldn't sing, would you?
Yeah.
No, he wouldn't sing Happy Birthday and he wouldn't blow the candles out. And you got very upset because you hadn't done it, didn't you? But this morning there was a birthday at the toddler group. What was the name of the little boy? Was it Sam? It was Sam, wasn't it? And we sang Happy Birthday to Sam. There's one on Friday. You sang, didn't you?
Happy birthday, Sam! Happy birthday, Sam!
His one today was his
Friday.
Oh, Friday.
He's one on Friday.
Because it wouldn't make sense being there as the 29th of February.
Yeah. No, he's one on Friday. But we had we had a nice party, didn't we?
Play the toys!
Do you want to play with my toys now?
Oh, yes. Okay. And then, this afternoon when we finish the recording, we're going around to see Lynn, Ben and Charlotte, aren't we?
Yeah. I'll push.
No, push.
Shall we put your toys away? Thank you. I'll put those back in the kitchen.
Is
the train line coming, is there?
On your feet. Does it help? Does it help somebody?
I would say help if I thought there was a train track going over my feet. They're really bright colours, aren't they? No, let's go back through there with it, Thomas. I was just going to the door to let Purdy out.
Oops. Still like on the lawn, your feet.
Is there? Well, I'm going back through there.
And coming off your feet.
Yes.
He's a big lorry man.
You building the truck?
Yeah, on your toes.
On my toes?
Yeah.
We played with this when we went to the university a couple of weeks ago, didn't we? Do you remember in that big room with Elaine?
Real Elaine.
I'm not sure what you're saying, Thomas. Do you remember the lady that came to the room with us?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's called Elaine, isn't she? What are you trying to say about Elaine?
Elaine thing.
You're sending her love, by the way, Thomas.
That stop!
Is it?
Yeah.
Is that a stop sign you put there?
Yeah.
Well, we could always send our love back to Elaine, couldn't we?
Yeah. And not say goodbye to her.
Did you not say goodbye to her?
No.
I'm sure you did at the time. Well, we've seen Jo and Becky this morning, haven't we?
Yeah.
Who else?
Petra. A friend.
Me and the train?
Yeah.
I guess that's true. Does this train have a name, Thomas?
Thomas the Tank.
Oh, is that Thomas the Tank Engine as well?
Mm.
All right, I didn't know. It's a little bit difficult to hook them, isn't it? To hook them together.
It's a lot of hooking.
It's difficult to hook them, did you say? Would you like some help?
Yes.
Yes,
yes, please.
Yes, please.
Okay, would you like to give me the other one as well?
Yeah.
Okay, there we go.
And this stand up.
Of course.
And this stand up. The train's coming to Piccadilly.
The train's coming to Piccadilly, is it?
Yeah.
Has it got lots of passengers on it?
Yeah.
Grandma and Grandad took me to a station, didn't they? Where did you go? You went from Bolton the Fowl to Preston, didn't you?
Yeah.
Because Preston's a very busy station and you sat at the train station most of the morning watching trains. And then you went to a shopping centre and had some lunch. What did you eat?
Coca-Cola and chips.
Coca-Cola and chips?
Yes.
I'm sure you had something else as well, didn't you? What about sausages?
Sausages.
And?
Mushroom sauce.
And baked beans?
A baked bean. Some sauce and stop.
The sign says stop, does it?
Stop. You're not go here.
No.
Stop. Let's go here.
Shall we build a little bit more track, Thomas?
Yeah.
Haven't got much there, have we?
Yes, I have.
That's all right to help you. Are you sure?
Wow, it looks fabulous.
It's a lovely train track, isn't it?
Mm.
Looks very nice.
Where's it work?
I think now you've got the wrong way around. So this way it goes.
No way around.
Oh wow.
So down.
What would you like to do then?
Do this green line. Railway line.
Railway line?
Yes. Nobody walking on it.
Nobody's working on it?
No, nobody's working on it.
Yes, I know. I couldn't do anything with that piece, Tom, so I tried to guess it to go a different way. Mm. Such lovely bright colours, aren't they? They're like Dipsy and Tinky Winky.
Wow, now the train can go to all these different places, can't it?
Stop peeping. Stop peeping.
Pete, you are making up some silly words, Thomas.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, don't you?
Where's the hooks? Where's the hooks?
Station. Do you know, we discovered when we came to the university.
Look, the postbox!
That's right, Happy Street. We've not seen that before, have we?
Happy Street.
Happy Street.
Look, a postbox.
Yes, we found something to post in there once, didn't we? There's some more signs and things. Shall I get across the box for you? You can put them where you like. Is this another new box, Demetra? It's nice. Mm. Yes.
Is it a new box? Yes, it is. It's been very helpful.
Pulling and pushing.
Who's pulling and pushing?
But you know that sign down?
Yeah.
The gate.
The gate. I think there's some of this gate.
What do you think?
Some of this gate.
Think it's somebody's gate?
Yes.
There's some more signs behind you. That's a little car.
Yes.
Where? Yes.
Yes, the car can go on the road as well.
Yes. Oh, it's a superb train track, this, isn't it? Really is nice.
I don't know about the train, though. It seems not to want to be stuck together. It's very difficult to keep all the wagons together, isn't it?
And the hooks!
Yeah, they're not very good, these hooks, are they?
I'm very sorry.
Oh, it's not your fault.
You're very, very sorry.
That's my fault.
No, it's not your fault.
Yes, it is my fault.
Is it?
Yes.
Why is it your fault, Thomas? I don't think it is, actually, but...
Okay.
We could put that there, couldn't we? You know, they can't go across there. Do they not want to stay together? Would you like to have a go?
Yes. I'm sorry. It's my fault.
I don't think it is your fault, though.
I think it's mine.
You think it's your fault?
Both rocks near me.
Are you going to post something there?
Would you like me to find something to put in there?
I think Thomas has already found something.
Is it that little piece of green paper? Oh yes, obviously we cut those up before, didn't we?
I remember.
Yes. There we are.
Do you remember them?
I put it in the postbox.
Are you putting it in the postbox? Yeah. Who is it going to?
Pete. Tell us why are you putting up these
Oh, look, he's the guy under there. He's on there. Guy's on there.
What goes on there?
Cars.
Oh, yes, it's a road, isn't it? That's for the train and that's for the car. Have we got this upside down? I think this is why the train is going on. Oh, no, we haven't.
This train's smashing this car.
No, is it?
Yeah.
Is it going to smash into the car?
Yeah.
Well, that's not very good. Maybe you should make sure your gates work well so that they don't smash into each other.
And all I do at all in this gate.
Who doesn't like who, Thomas?
The train line's broken.
Oh, the train line's broken?
Yeah.
You mean this one? We haven't got the little bird today, have we, that sits on top of the station roof? He decided to go and fly somewhere else today.
Yes, perhaps it's in that nest over there that we've been looking at.
Maybe.
Just think, if it's in that nest, it's keeping an eye on you all the time. Not just when Demetra brings it.
Yeah. A silly woman. Tick-tock.
Who is a silly woman, Thomas?
Mother's a silly woman.
Mother's a silly woman. We thought that Daddy had started this one off because he was talking about somebody's driving the other day. And then Thomas started saying silly woman, but we've discovered since that on the Farm and Song video, somebody called somebody a silly woman. So Daddy doesn't feel quite so bad now. Because Daddy was in trouble, wasn't he?
What for that, Mummy? Well, following.
Well, for saying silly woman and you then saying it.
Daddy's crying today.
No, I don't think he was crying. He was very sorry he'd said it. But it's not a nice thing to say, is it? He's forgotten his carriage.
Is it going under there?
Yeah.
But does it fit?
Yes, I do.
You think so?
Well, I think any crocodiles under here.
Are there any crocodiles under there? I hope not.
Lost its carriage.
It's lost its carriage. The carriage is here. Perhaps the carriage could join up with that part of the car. Oh, dear.
And soon says bleep stop.
Ooh. What was that, Thomas?
That's my smell.
Oh, was it not your tummy then?
No, that's my bottom.
What are you supposed to say?
Oh, pardon me.
No, you're supposed to say excuse me, please.
Excuse me, please.
That's better.
Stop being pat. Be pap!
What did he say? Be pap?
Yeah.
Another made up thing.
Upside down thing.
What's an upside down thing?
That's upside down like this. Oh, oh, upside down.
Alright.
Look it on there. Chewing on there.
Goodness me.
Goodness gracious me.
I'm going to put my helmet on because it looks like I might need a bit of protection with trains running over my legs and things.
Look, it's a big crash.
Oh, no.
There.
I think we need a mechanic. Somebody to fix the rail tracks. Quick.
Just
fixed it.
You fixed it, but it doesn't look much better to me.
It's better to me.
You think it's better to you. It looks better to you, does it?
It doesn't look any better to me either, Thomas.
I think you're me.
I think I'm me. I think he means I think it does to him.
Oh, now you see it's a bit broken. Can I fix it, Thomas?
Oh yes, not right. Yes, this is good.
Thank you, Thomas.
Yeah.
Are the wheels a bit stuck on the train?
Stop. This car is bashing this train.
Bashing this train? Oh no, that was a big crash. I think it's a bit of a naughty carriage actually, Thomas. That's not a nice thing to do to a train, is it?
No.
So where's the carriage going now?
Stop it.
Is there something very nice about this place, Thomas?
What's it called?
Stop Heap.
Stop Heap.
And how many people live there?
Stop that.
Stop that.
Asking too many questions. Your trousers are coming down.
Yeah.
And to come here, I'll pull them up. No, don't take them off. Come here, I'll pull them off.
What are you doing, Thomas?
Using my smelly feet on the little.
What about your smelly feet?
On the doo-doo-doo.
I don't understand, Thomas.
I don't think yes, Thomas does actually. Come here, pull your trousers up, please. Oh, well done. That's a clever boy.
Puddle's crying.
Is she at the door?
Yeah.
I'll go and let her in.
Let's see what we get.
What are you saying?
Stop poop.
Stop poop?
Yeah. You were saying, thanks. Your carriage.
Oh, somebody's coming back.
Puddy and Mummy.
Yes.
Puddy and Mummy, yes.
Hello, Puddy. What are you doing now, dear?
Dear?
Dear, yeah.
You say, Clearly, what are you doing out here? She's perhaps going to finish off her food.
Puddy's flattened the matron.
No, she's not flattened the matron, no. I think she must have just decided she'd have a bite to eat before going back to bed.
I tend to be really gentle with Purdy, Thomas. Why do you think she's frightened of me?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I'm going to say Purdy's going to
bed. No, she's eating. Thomas, no, please. No, not what she's eating. Excuse me, I saw that. That wasn't nice.
I think
Thomas isn't a very nice little boy.
Yes, I am! Crusty!
Oh, that's another big crash.
Yes.
Oh, dear.
You're doing what makes love.
What would you like me to do?
Press this button.
Press which button?
That button over there.
switch buttons on us?
That one there.
This one?
Yeah.
Oh, the repair button. Oh, yes.
There we go.
This tree's going to be making the trials.
Pardon?
You're left on the station.
There's been a child left on the station?
You're on the station.
Right, am I a child?
Yeah.
Am I being left on the station?
Yeah.
Oh, that's not very nice, is it? Who's left me on the station? Yeah.
You cried loud, Mummy.
I've been left on the station.
Are you going to pick her up?
Not worry.
Don't worry. Oh, I won't worry. Oh, I think when Demetra said pick me up, she didn't quite mean physically pick me up. She meant
pull you out.
No, she meant.
Ella, you're not fine now.
No, I'm not. I think she meant you're going to come past in either the train or the car and give me a lift home.
That
you
is
cried, Mummy, very loud.
Strange man at the station tried to pick me up. Oh dear.
Are you a man?
You're a man. You're picking me up, Mother. Oh. Where are we going to go?
Stop child.
Stop child?
You're not crying now, are
you? No, I'm not crying.
Can you listen now?
Yes.
Put it back in your mitra.
I don't think she is biting to reach me.
Why are you saying things like that? I don't think she is frightened of me or biting me. I've got a very good relationship with Pandy, actually. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Pandy.
Hey, Pandy, where have you been?
She's been outside. Pussycat, where have you been? I've been to London.
You've been in London.
To look at?
Queen, Pandy.
Queen. Pussycat, what did you there?
Finally, come out on this. Under Penny button.
No, I frightened a little mouse under her chair.
No, under that button.
He's a horror, isn't he, Bird? Isn't he a horror? Birdie wants to know where the train's going to, Thomas.
Stop child. This is the fruit.
Well, if Birdie wanted a lift somewhere on the train, Thomas, would you allow a pussycat on the train?
Yeah. Is that a yes?
Yeah.
Could she have her own seat?
Yeah. Oh, that's nice. That's a brilliant train.
You're pretty good at sit in front. Woo-hoo! It's so easy, look. Single pass up and turning.
You think she's looking forward to this trip?
I'm gonna stop child.
Is it nice there?
Yeah.
Have you been?
Yeah. Lovely away?
Do you mean it's a lovely place to go to?
Pretty good moment now.
Pardon?
Penny's going to go out to train and then my little girl Mummy.
Penny's going to go home to Mummy?
Thank you. Get out and sit there. Goodbye in the morning.
Penny said goodbye to you as well.
You say, what do you mean, Penny?
Birdie is supposed to be asking you where you've been, is she?
Yeah.
Or are we asking Birdie where she's been?
Yeah.
Birdie, where on earth have you been? I've been worried about you. Have you been on the train? Well, Birdie's not saying a lot, Thomas. Will you answer for her? Where's she been?
Have you been today?
Has she been on the train?
Yeah. Stop trying.
Is that where she's been?
Yes, Mummy.
Is there a school there?
Yeah.
Yeah, some shops.
Yeah.
And what are else are theirs?
Pepsi. Mummy, it won't know where it's. Chicken deep.
Are you getting stomach? What that is, Thomas?
Rusty, come with me.
I don't think Mummy knows either, actually.
What's this called?
I haven't a clue, darling. It's something that you test things with, check things with.
This is the fruit. Stop trying now.
Right.
Okay, do you think the people on the train have all got some sandwiches with them?
Yeah.
What sort of sandwiches have they got in there?
Black.
Black sandwiches?
Black?
Yeah. It's in the Stockport.
Are they going to eat that Stockport? Right.
It's in the bag.
What's in the bag?
Sandwiches are.
The sandwiches are.
Of course.
Did they make them at home and take them with them, or have they bought them on the train?
Bought them on the train.
Oh, from the buffet car?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, but he's smiling.
Yes, because you're being gentle with her and she's joining in. She's enjoying this. Aren't you, Puss?
Is she purring?
Yes, but your mum knows.
She's probably never seen a train track on the floor before, Tommy.
But you've got another train track, haven't you?
We're going to stop child on this one.
This one goes to stop child.
Of course, I'm sorry. We're
going to stop child.
Yes.
Oops. Wind doesn't seem too stable. Shall we press it down a bit? Like this.
You stay over there. Train not over you're over the floor. Train goes over by your tummy.
What are you telling me?
The train goes over your tummy.
The train's going over Dimitri's tummy?
You yeah. Want me to go on the floor so that the train can go over my tummy?
No.
Okay.
Oh. What do you mean, Thomas?
I don't know.
We don't know either.
Trust you, Mummy.
Do you mean just me? Well, trust me. Just me. Do you mean just I know or just I go?
Just like you.
Is that the front of the train, did you say?
It's a motorbike.
It's a motorbike? Oh, what's the motorbike doing on the train track?
On the train track.
Oh, is it on the road or actually on the train track?
On the road.
Is it?
On the railway.
You could do with some arrows, some signs with arrows on, couldn't you, pointing which way traffic has to go, they don't get muddled up.
I got a room! Put away! Baby, you need to talk. I don't need to talk.
Are you tidying up now?
No, I'm not.
Oh, don't be throwing. That's not nice, is it? Gently, 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 gently.
Lots of kisses.
Lots of kisses, Mummy. Lots of kisses.
Yeah, oh no, not there, no.
Yeah.
Thomas, are you going to come pick some of these trains up? I don't think you should throw them because they don't belong to you, do they?
Yeah.
Who do they belong to?
Thomas.
No, no, they don't. Demetra.
Or Thomas.
Well, they're yours whenever I bring them here. Because you can play with them. But then I have to take them back home with me, don't I?
No, just me.
Just you?
Yeah.
Especially for you, Thomas. Mm. Yeah, they're a lot of fun with those traffic signs, aren't they? Mm. 3 o'clock this morning, when you woke up and got into our bed, you were shouting out, green means go, red means stop.
I think this way needs a bit of fixing. Oh, this one too. Oop, I heard a crash. There's something else need fixing now. Oh no, the station has all fallen apart.
Smashing it all down.
Oh dear, that's not very nice, is it? Be careful, oh. Thomas.
No. What about the letter? Oh, who is it for?
Mummy.
For Mummy? Are you sending a letter to Mummy?
Yes, yeah, your letter. Mummy, that's your letter.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, she's going to get it tomorrow, I think.
Do you think Postman Pat will bring it to me? Thomas, do you think Postman Pat will deliver it?
Yeah. It's in the post box.
Yes, it is.
Mummy.
Yes, darling.
Wake up!
What do you mean, wake up?
Wake up, you Purdy.
Well, Purdy and I are just having a little quiet few moments, aren't we? No, quiet few moments means quiet few moments without having a finger put down her ear, thank you. No, don't do that, that's dirty. It's not nice.
Get your dirty toys now, Mummy, mix up.
Oh, gosh, Purdy won't like that. Now that'll disturb Purdy. No, no, I said she wouldn't like it. Thomas, she doesn't like that. No, no. No! Oh, Thomas, that's so naughty.
Have you decided to wake everybody up now?
Yeah.
Poor Purdy, she's very frightened. Isn't she?
I'm tidying up, Daddy.
You're going to tidy up? Well, look, the sun's shining now.
Okay.
Which is the toy where I play my dream set?
Don't throw them down. Oh.
Tidying up.
Tidying up for you?
Yeah. This is the dirty skip.
The dirty skip, is it?
Yeah.
Well, put things away gently, not throwing them.
Oh, not like that, Thomas.
Too messy.
Put them for the set.
Give them to me and then I can put them down gently.
Yes, I think you're only doing it to make Purdy up to annoy Purdy. Thomas, do you know what there is on the floor just behind your slipper?
Yeah.
There's a little green postcard from the post box. If you can find the post box in the ticket office.
That's
Postman Pat. Yes. Oh, shall I post the letter?
Yeah.
There we are. How's that? Quite good.